With the protest for the paving 131 at the last or prior to the last commission meeting and action taken, just wanted to have the discussion as far as next steps forward for the project. You know, obviously we had the grant money for the project for the urban grant program. Obviously we had urban road funds tied up with the project and then the DWR funding for the project as well. We didn't take any other action as far as how the city would move forward with the funding and or the project in general. What we know is the pavement improvement district was protested out. Just through discussion with Gwen and Carl and Clint, just had some preliminary discussions as far as some potential options that the city may have, and we're not looking for any action today, and just want to see if you guys want to look into some additional options for the project. Obviously one option that we have is to accept the protest that we have and not move forward with the project at all, right? That's one option that we have on the table. The other option would be, and I think we may had some preliminary discussion at the last commission meeting, was to not do the paving improvement portion of the project and just do the utility work that was identified with the project, with the water, sewer, and storm sewer improvement portion of the project, which has the special assessments for that. But then with that, we would not have the urban road funds or the urban grant funds, which accounts for approximately $3.7 million roughly of federal dollars that would not be eligible for the project. We'd still be eligible for the roughly $1 million and some change that we'd be able to apply for the water main portion of it, which would be able to be utilized for the street restoration portion of the trench patch for the water main improvement. So that's one option that we could look at moving forward. So most of the water main is on the easterly portion of the project, so basically from 2nd Avenue East. So I think all of the project corridor from 2nd Street from 2nd Avenue East to 5th Avenue has water main, 3rd Avenue has water main, and all of 4th Avenue has water main. So everything east of the intersection out here at 2nd and 2nd has water main. Sanitary sewer, I would say the majority of that same corridor has sewer hookups, maybe not mains, because the two blocks south of 2nd Street, 3rd Avenue, and 4th Avenue south of 2nd Street don't have mains in it, but they have long laterals for sewer services, so most of those properties would be in the sewer improvement districts. And there might be some of those properties that might not be in those sanitary sewer improvement districts, but for the most part, most of that area over there is it within the sanitary sewer improvement district as well. Again, west of 2nd Avenue, there's no water main improvement district, sanitary sewer improvement district. There might be a small amount of storm sewer improvement district right around that intersection, just because that intersection might be part of it. I have to look at the drainage area map, but there's not anything, especially once you get west of Central Avenue, none of that is in the utility improvement districts. There might be some gate valves, hydrants, and stuff like that that would be eligible for the water main cost share, but not identified as a improvement district work. It was being done as part of the maintenance because we have older valves and older hydrants that were going to be done as part of the improvement.
So if we did the project, it would probably be special assessed out more. Now just doing the water main, just doing the water and sewer for those residents.
Yeah, so it,
and you know, have a trench patch versus doing the paving.
Yeah, so if again, so right now, it's kind of want to talk at a high level, so depending upon what direction you guys want to give, we would get you more of the detail of that. But if we traditionally, if we just look at doing water or sewer or storm sewer, and storm sewer, it probably doesn't have the same type of a defined equation. But when we just do a water or sewer main trench patch type project, I'm going to talk residential special assessments here for water and sewer. With the reconstruction project, our caps for special assessments were at $4,000 per hookup, because you also had the pavement improvement district that went along with that. So we did a reduced special assessment. When we just do a water main or sewer main trench patch project, because you have that extra cost of the trench patch, per our guidelines for special assessments, it goes up to $5,000. So our cost, though, and I've done just some preliminary numbers. I want to get you some hard numbers on that. The cost benefit type of thing really goes up, but you're not capturing as much on the special assessment side, because the cost for those trench patches goes up pretty pretty significant there, but the cost is gonna go up in the special assessment size for that portion of the improvement for hookup. Does that make sense? That's option number two, is to do the utility improvements and not do the street improvement portion at all. Another option obviously would be to look at doing the project as defined and as previously approved, and not do any of the special assessments for the street portion, and look at other funding sources. Obviously you could look at increasing the R&R funds, which our street specials were someplace in the neighborhood of about $750,000 and some change roughly, that would have to come from another funding source that you'd have, and all the other improvements would be there. All of the funding sources would still fall in place with the 2.99 of grant, 750 of urban road funds, and then our $1 million of DWR funds for water main, and then obviously we had prairie dog funds and R&R funds for the local share on top of the special assessment for water, sewer, and storm sewer under that scenario. So that'd be kind of an option three that we'd have to again sit down with Brenda and Gwen and kind of figure out how exactly that would look for our current R&R balance, prairie dog balance, and what that would mean to other projects that we have in the pipeline for future years here as well. The fourth option that, again, we've identified, and if you guys have other ideas and thoughts too, we definitely could talk about that as well. Reviewing Century Code, there are a few options that we could look at without doing a paving special assessment for alternative special assessments for a project like this. One being curb and gutter is something that can be special assessed without being protested out. So that's something that we could look at as an option. Again, I'm not promoting that or saying that we should necessarily do that, but that's something that we could look at. And then two, sidewalk is another one that could be identified as an improvement that, again, per Century Code, that isn't protestable, that you could look at doing. Now, again, there's our requirements that we need to follow per Century Code, especially on sidewalks, that you have to, both of them, you have to do notifications and stuff like that. But sidewalks, when you do that, you have to give them the option per Century Code to, if they want to do the work themselves. Obviously, when you do a reconstruction project, you have water, sewer hookups and stuff like that. So there's definitely some coordination that would go along with that. But the option per Century Code is there for them to do some of those things. There are some different things that you'd need to look at with that as far as the way you do special assessments, because you come up with, you calculate the cost per linear foot and stuff like that. The way we do per our special assessment guidelines is when we do corner lots, for example, on our special assessments for streets, we do corner lots with a half and a long side, 100% of the short side. We don't have that defined that way for sidewalk and curb and gutter if you go that route. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brenda, I think that's right, right?
Yep.
Just some preliminary calculations based on that, and just in round numbers, if you went that direction, if you recall, our caps on paving specials were 150, there's three different numbers there that we had. They range from $150 up to $165 a linear foot that you'd special assess on paving. If you did sidewalk and curb and gutter, and keep in mind that if we do sidewalk, you only can do the 6 foot sidewalk. You can't do the colored sidewalk because that's not allowed by Century Code, or it's allowed by Century Code, but you have to go through the protest process of that, or whatever that could be protested out and stuff like that. But sidewalk and curb and gutter is approximately $140 a linear foot. So it's less, I guess, on a cost per linear foot basis. But again, that corner lot thing is something that we'd have to look at and see how that would work out for the project. Again, we'd want to sit down and calculate all the special assessments and see how that would look for the project. Under that scenario, there again would be an increase in our R&R fund as well if we want to go down that path as well. Again, it's a change. Obviously, we know the project is protested on the paving special assessment side of things. These are options that we just want to lay on the table. Again, just see what your guys' thoughts are. If it's something that you guys want to see numbers for or don't want to see numbers for, how you feel about the project or not. I didn't want to present to you guys a whole bunch of detailed information at this point here. If you guys weren't interested at all in moving forward with the project, I just...
Any questions from Mr. Erdreich? Derek?
I think if we're going to do anything but option number one, which is do nothing, we need to have more of a real educated recommendation that would include Gwen and department head, portfolio holder. I think with that, I don't think I would be interested in using any alternative funding to replace the special assessments that were protested out, or do anything where we can't utilize special assessments. And lastly, the public has spoken pretty loud and clear, so I think it would have to be a very specific recommendation, but educated recommendation instead of, I appreciate all the input, Chad, but it's a little hard to follow as well, and what's right or wrong other than do nothing.